So our next speaker is Ian Plum. He's based here in Alaska at the Arctic Investigations Program, and we'll talk about disparities in the rate of hospitalization with Helicobacter pylori, peptic ulcer, and gastric cancer diagnoses between Alaska Natives and non-Natives. Ian, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So Helicobacter pylori is a curved 2.5 to 4 micron bacterium with flagelli that is gram-negative, and it's transmitted by the fecal-oral routes, also by the oral-oral routes, and is actually the only human pathogen to regularly colonize the human stomach. And it's done so for many thousands of years and causes chronic gastritis, about 50% of peptic ulcers, and 90% of non-cardiogastric cancer. Gastric cancer is the third commonest cause of cancer death globally. Now, in Alaska Native populations, there are high rates of gastric cancer, and the seroprevalence of Helicobacter pylori is over 75%, compared with about 30 to 40% in the US. So rates of hospitalization with a diagnosis of Helicobacter pylori have been described, and you can see that there's been a slight decline over time, but the hospitalization rates with a diagnosis of Helicobacter pylori diagnosed by endoscopy or by breath or stool test is higher for Indian Health Service populations and higher still for Indian Health Service populations living in Alaska. However, it wasn't known what the situation was within Alaska as a whole, so we wanted to focus on the overall Alaska population. Our objectives were to review disparities in rates of hospitalization in Alaska with a diagnosis of Helicobacter pylori and non-cardiogastric cancer. Non-cardiogastric cancer is the only type caused by Helicobacter pylori. And we wanted to compare that between native and non-native populations. We also wanted to review disparities in diagnosis from the Alaska Cancer Registry. So to do this, we merged two hospitalization data sets, the Indian Health Service National Patient Information Reporting System and the Alaska State Inpatient Dataset to form the statewide hospitalizations dataset with all ages 2010 to 2012 and 145,000 hospitalizations. We identified ICD-9 codes for Helicobacter pylori and non-cardiogastric cancer, and then we calculated annualized hospitalization rates using denominator data from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development and age standardized using the 2000 US census population. We also reviewed incidence data for gastric cancer from the Alaska Cancer Registry here in Anchorage. So very simply, 297 hospitalizations with Helicobacter pylori during the time period and 123 hospitalizations with a diagnosis of non-cardiogastric cancer. And there were a similar proportion of hospitalizations in males, about 64% for both outcomes. The age distribution was very similar, you can see, for both outcomes in the hospitalization rates, and the overall age-adjusted rates were 15.6 for Helicobacter pylori and 6.7 for non-cardiogastric cancer. So what about comparing native and non-native populations? You can see that the rates were much higher among Alaska Native populations for both Helicobacter pylori and non-cardiogastric cancer, with rate ratios of around 5 for both diagnoses. That compares with a difference in overall hospitalization rates of about 2.4. There was also an increase in the proportion of hospitalizations with EGD that also had a diagnosis of Helicobacter or non-cardiogastric cancer. And then we also reviewed diagnoses from the Alaska Cancer Registry and found the same phenomenon. We found also that there was an increase in diagnosis of non-cardiogastric cancer. The rate ratio for non-cardiogastric cancer associated with Helicobacter pylori was 5, and for cardiogastric cancer not associated was 2.5. So in summary, hospitalizations with Helicobacter non-cardiogastric cancer had a similar age and sex distribution. The rates of hospitalization among native populations were around 5 times higher than for non-native populations. And rates of diagnosis of non-cardiogastric cancer were also around 5 times higher. So improved diagnosis and treatment of Helicobacter pylori is needed to prevent sequelae in these populations, particularly Alaska native populations here. Thank you. So I'd like to also just acknowledge work with multiple colleagues including the Alaska Cancer Registry, and then different parties helping to create the data sets.
Yeah.